Sometimes violent demonstrations drown out the messages that anti-globalization groups are trying to get across. To make sure that doesn't happen, leaders of anti-globalization groups met in Vancouver this week to consider ways to control the violence. The four-day gathering of the biannual Civicus Assembly also provided an opportunity for the differing sides to exchange views. Eric Dennison reports from Vancouver.
It's early in the morning, but a large crowd has turned out, drawn by a panel discussion about globalization and government. It includes a vice president of the World Bank. The vice president, Mats Carlson, welcomes the opportunity to speak.
Thanks to Civicus for inviting me and allowing me an opportunity to be here, hear what people think, but also perhaps to explain some of the approaches that the institution that I'm now working for is taking. Perhaps.
Carlson's attendance has divided delegates at this conference. Brian Charlton is an organizer with the Canadian Union of Postal Workers.
Right now, all they are here for is to do public relations. The problem is that the World Bank is a part of the structure of the present economic system. I don't think it's a case of just talking to them and then they'll change their mind.
Catherine Nelson says she's thankful to Carlson for having the courage to come. But Nelson, who studies volunteer organizations for a group based in Washington, D.C., realizes it could be a no-win situation for the World Bank.
If they show up, they're viewed with skepticism, and perhaps if they just toe the party line, they deserve the criticism they receive. But if they don't show up, they're criticized.
Nearly 1,000 delegates are attending the assembly, sharing information about what has and hasn't worked in their efforts to promote their causes. The delegates represent a wide variety of issues, including Aboriginal rights and environmental causes. There are feminists from Iraq, as well as labor activists from South America. Cass Elliott with Mobilization for Global Justice, a group that organizes anti-globalization rallies, calls the Civicus Assembly a solution session.
At all the big protests that we go to in Seattle, in Madrid, in Genoa, all the big protests, we get asked, what do we want instead? That's always the question. They're just against everything, is one of the usual comments. So what we're doing here is we're figuring out what we want.
Kumi Naidoo is Secretary General of Civicus. The organization, based in Washington, D.C., was founded in 1994. It describes itself as an alliance of 600 organizations from more than 100 countries. It's dedicated to strengthening civic action worldwide. Naidoo from South Africa says in many respects, this conference is dealing with the problems created by the anti-globalization protests.
The challenge now is for civil society leaders is to try to see how they can keep those demonstrations and so on as peaceful as possible, because if we fail to do that, then the message doesn't get across.
Naidoo says he hopes this conference is an indicator of things to come. And he says the presence of the World Bank, which meets next month in Washington with the IMF, tells activists they don't have to resort to violence to have their point heard. For NPR, I'm Eric Dennison in Vancouver.